Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice.
Damn
nice,
straight.
Nice.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
All right!
Oh!
Woo!
Nice, nice, nice.
Woo! Yay!
Don't make me use this bell. Ding dong! Ding dong! Dinner served! Come and get it!
We're trying to get our bearings, guys.
No,
so, like, what is going on?
It's all ginger salt. I'll take the blame.
It's not ginger salt because I'm all crazy and off in the stratosphere of myself.
Hello, Phil.
Hello,
Francis.
Hello,
Louis.
Yes, yes, yes. Mine was not wanting to come up a second ago. I was about to panic all over again.
Let's just go ahead and put the cheering in.
Yay!
Hello, happy people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for the love. Thank you. All right. It is a very late but delicious lunch with Ginger and Kurt. We've actually had lunch today. See, we showed you.
Actually, I've got lunch sitting here next to me. I wasn't able to finish it, but yeah.
So
I'll be finishing it in between when I'm muted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, mine is drinkable, so.
Very nice, very nice. No, mine was cooked and ready for me, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet, thank you.
A lovely smoothie-type concoction for me.
Oh, that sounds good. As long as it doesn't have strawberries in it. If it's got strawberries in it, then it no longer sounds good.
I'm going to have to make mental note of that, because I was coming to your house, and that's exactly what I was going to make you, is a strawberry smoothie.
Oh, no strawberries. No killing the ginger.
Oh, you're allergic.
I'm not allergic to them. They hate me.
Oh, I love when my laptop just restarts randomly. All right. So there was that news story that I had open for you guys. Welcome to the Late Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
Not full of strawberries, Ginger. See, we're all off. We're all off. We're all off.
Yep. Not full of strawberries, no.
I hate Windows Vista. Okay, so.
I'm on Windows 7 now. I like it.
Rub it in, then. Rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
Be that way. Rub it all in. Do it.
Well, that evil store that shall not be named, because I don't want other people shopping there because I hate it and I don't know why I shopped there, had the Windows 7 3-pack for like $80.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to tell me about that after the show, because that's a good price. I could swing that. Could upgrade everything in the house.
Hello. Yeah,
I even put it on the Mac.
Mm-hmm. Even on the Mac. Poor Mac.
Mac gets a bad rap. I would like to say to the Comcast people, I'm going to need you guys to step it up or something. I don't know what they're doing here in the general Houston area, but everybody's connection is experiencing some weird drop, stop, drop, and roll. It is horrible. Really horrible. I'm sorry. I got some Harvest Moon screenshots in the mailbox. I'm all kinds of elated. Y'all know I love me some Harvest.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I'm going to see those in a little bit.
Ooh, I'm going to put them up. Oh, my God. Y'all know I love me some Harvest Moon. I don't even care what incarnation it is. It's Harvest Moon. I'm so serious. It's Harvest Moon. Oh, I want to say hello to somebody. They gave us some love today.
Who are we saying hello to?
Actually, it's belated. It's yesterday, but they did it... It went up today for some reason, or it just made it to us today at 1:29 a.m. the Todd Report. Hi.
Hi.
He gave us love. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us so late at night. That means you're downloading our stuff.
That is so correct. It is damn straight. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Download us. Download us, baby.
My brain is not right. I'm just going to
tell you. Download us harder. Wait, what?
Ooh, hey. See what happens the later it gets, dirtier and dirtier. I don't even know if that's proper English, but I'm going to use it. Dirtier and dirtier. All right. So, news. Guess what you guys came for, right? You want to know what's going on in the world of gaming, right?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. We can help you with that. because that's what we do.
Yes. I've got some news. Shall I go first?
Please do.
All right. And I'm opening up the wrong page here, apparently. But I got it. Hold on. Here we go. All right. So, GamePolitics.com this morning. It looks like they pulled this story from Digital Spy. Sony extends all Clear ID Plus offer to PSN users in the U.S. Yay, that's awesome. All right, so Sony has decided to extend its offer for free identity theft protection for PlayStation Network users in North America. The company announced that it is extending the All Clear ID Plus identity theft protection program at no cost until the end of July. This protection will expire approximately 1 year after the user has registered for the program. Apparently, some users have been slow to sign up for it. Why? Why are you guys slow? Go do this. It's free. Come on. Or Sony is simply extending the program opt-in out of courtesy to its PSN users. The company offered the plan after the PlayStation Network came back online 2.5 months after hackers breached security and forced the company to take its services down to make them more secure. You know, I don't think I heard anything about that. What was this, PSN Apocalypse? No, I didn't hear nothing. No, no, this is brand new news. All right, so anyways. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm being a little bit smart aleck today.
Ooh, that girl is off the chain. Maybe we need to move the show to this side permanently.
Burning. I'm going to tell you what happened this morning. But that's besides the point. Oh, yeah. Somebody got their smacked. So Sony is expected to announce all Clear ID Plus protection for users in Canada and Latin America sometime soon. So, yay. Thank you, Sony. I'm sure all of your users who had their information stolen because, you know, y'all were asleep on the job are really happy to have this offered. Corey's going to duct tape my mouth shut in a second.
I don't even know what to say. I'm along for the ride today, people. Corey has left the building. All I can say is I'm very happily enjoying my Google Plus. That's all I got to say. You want in? I will try to send you an invite. It is awesome. I got to say, Facebook, y'all better pack it up and pack it in. That's all I got to say. This is awesome. I got to read some NDA stuff before I tell you more details. But as soon as we're able to share details, I will be sharing all of it with you because it is delicious. I didn't expect it to be that good, but wow. That's how you do a social network right there. Okay.
You're teasing me.
I'm teasing everybody. They're like, I'm trying to get an invite because, you know, everybody's trying to get one.
Yes. I want one.
They want to be early adopters. And usually it's scary to be an early adopter, but that's what we do. You know, we're kind of like your, call us your gaming stunt people.
Yes.
We'll do it. We'll test
it. Do it with that parachute.
That's right. You take it any way you want to. Yeah, so it's very good. All the teasing aside, if we get invites, we'll send some out to you. But here's the gist for those of you who aren't signed up to our site. The invites that we sent out, aside to my peoples here, you got to be a member of the site. Sorry, because I will probably be picking some random folks that I see visit the site quite often. They know who they are.
Very nice.
That's who I'll be giving them to, not to people that just kind of pop over and every once in a while.
Better come over and come play with us.
Yes. Lovely. Okay. I got news. I got lots of news. I got tons of news. I got news I don't know what to do with. There's so much juiciness going on. But I will lead with this. Ubisoft has bought their first free-to-play developer called Owlet. You've heard of Owlet before.
Yeah. I think so, yes.
Vaguely. They haven't disclosed the amount they bought Owlet for. If you're saying, so what, Owlet is nobody? Well, they're not exactly nobody. They have over 2 million monthly active users accessing their games, like a game called Horse, and it's spelled H-O-W-R-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's an online horse breeding game, which sounds stupid, but I want to play it because it's AI and breeding. Yves Guillemot, who I love saying his name, is saying it's the fastest growing and profitable company with a very good technology that we can exploit in the rest of the group. What we buy is not only for the profit, but also the accumulation of know-how. Good God, I could not put those words together. My brain is eggs or something, scrambled eggs. It's hot outside, y'all. I was outside.
It is.
Yeah, that's where this has come from. I was outside for a minute trying to get some fresh air. Yeah, and don't do that. Stay inside, people.
Mm-hmm. Don't go outside. It's too hot.
No, don't go outside. This
we have some clouds building over here. I'm all like, yay.
Send them this way.
Nope.
Wrong. We out of them and send them this way. Jeez.
Yeah, if you live in Texas, y'all understand. We get some cloud coverage. No, we're keeping it.
Yes.
Not have.
Okay, now he also described the Allen team as extremely dynamic and able to establish your brand on a worldwide basis. He says, we have three pillars, which are high definition, casual, and online games. So we're booting the three pillars so that we can grow in those three types of games and customers. We learn a lot from those different pillars to enrich the others. So what we learn in online, we're using in high definition to improve the experience, he said. What's important as a publisher is to create content for all that diversity exists in the way people play. I don't really see anything else here they're doing. I'm not going to read this whole story to you because most of it's Yves talking with his broken French, Fringlish, French and English.
Very nice, very nice.
But you can check this out, of course, over at gi.biz. Check it out. Go over and read it if you're interested in learning about what they're planning to do. I just want to play the horse game. I'm going to find that after the show. And another name we're going to announce during the show that I am definitely playing when I tell Gingerbody she's going to play. All you're going to play, just don't even try to resist. Resistance is futile. Just come play with us. But go ahead, Ginger. I'll tell you all about that game shortly.
All right. It's my turn again. Yay. All right. So it's time to fight the power. Time to fight the power. Oh, yes. GamePolitics.com this morning, they want everybody to know about this new bill, S-978. ECA launches campaign against Bill S-978. If you missed our mention on it Friday, the Entertainment Consumer Association, the ECA, has begun a letter-writing campaign to challenge Bill S-978, better known as the anti-streaming bill, that has been pushed in the U.S. Senate. The new message from the ECA can be found below in its entirety. Which I'll read to y'all in a second, because y'all aren't reading this. But they urge you to visit action.theeca.com or ECA's Facebook group to get involved. Because if you don't, you may find yourself impacted by it after posting a YouTube video while engaging or while engaging in some other in seemingly innocuous activity.
Get it out, girls. Spit it out.
Yes. So Bill S-978 has recently been introduced before the United States Senate. The legislation, if passed, would impose stricter copyright laws and penalties when it comes to streaming, playing, or reproducing copyrighted material. While we believe in the rights of copyright holders, this legislation's broad language would make criminals out of millions of Americans. People could face prison for up to 5 years if they make or offer 10 or more public performances by electronic means during any 180-day period or one or more copyrighted works. And if the total retail value of the performances or the total economic value of such public performances to the infringer or the copyright owner could exceed $2,500, or if the total fair market value of licenses to offer performances of those works would exceed $5,000. In plain terms, this means that if you stream your gameplay to show your friends and it's viewed by one or more friends 10 times or less, you could go to jail for up to 5 years. Everyone is at risk. The vagueness regarding value leaves it to copyright holders to determine the possible cost to them. If they want to prosecute through that loophole, they can. A child playing a piano of their favorite performer on YouTube, a video of a child dancing to their favorite songs, and video game players showing off walkthroughs, speed trials, and live streaming their games are all examples of items that would be prosecutable under this legislation. There are already strong laws on the books for copyright holders to protect their intellectual property. We don't need this draconian measure that make criminals out of millions of Americans who just want to share their enjoyment of their favorite entertainment. I totally agree. This is crap, people. This is just not good.
Now, we read that statement before, and the reason for me not interrupting Ginger, because some of you were like, we read that before, is because you need to hear it. We want it drummed into your freaking head that you need to go over and take care of this quickly, people.
Yes, yes. I think we're probably going to harp on this every day for a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Important. Very important.
All right, so to take action now by writing to your local senator, you can go to action.theeca.com. There's actually a whole long link, and you know what? I bet we can probably put it up on our website, so gamingatrix.com. Go check it out in a little bit. To stay updated on the latest news and information regarding this bill, as well as other digital right issues, join the ECA's work group, Gamers for Digital Rights, which you can find on Facebook. So again, that is Gamers for Digital Rights. So, yes, I know us gamers are a lazy lot for the most part, unless there's an actual, you know, fire under us. And even then, you know, we're going to fill the floor if we're playing a game to make sure it's hot first. But, yeah, we need to take care of this stuff.
I just scared the hell out of myself.
Yes, what is that? I heard that.
It is the new Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows trailer for the game launch. I'm very excited because you guys know there's only 3 days until it's...
3 days!
3 days.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it's already that soon.
You know, I got to say this. This is how much of a fan I am, and of games as well, that I kept saying, you know, there is a God. If you're going to kill me soon, just let me live long enough to see the last Harry Potter and let me play one more GTA, and then I'll go. I'll go without a fight.
Yes, I remember you telling me this a couple of times, and I was like, wow, lady, you're nuts.
I'll go without a fight. Do you do that? I won't try to fight. Just take me after that. Oh, love me some Harry Potter. Cannot wait. All right, so the game that I was just telling you about that you're all going to be playing, well, it's a game called Good Game Mafia.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Today, the godfather in the game, it's his birthday, and he's giving away presents because the game is turning 1 year old. I didn't even know it existed, so after seeing the screenshots, I'm all over it. On the occasion of this particularly successful online game's first birthday this week, there'll be presents from the Hamburg game developers for all players and faithful fans. There are new garments for avatars. Changing the avatar's look more than once is now 80% cheaper, and the storage of a valuable item in a safe is completely free. I'm guessing that it wasn't before.
Ooh.
Yes, who now feels like diving into the underworld of the mob can now do so for free at mafia.goodgamestudios.com. Good Game Mafia is one of the most successful multiplayer casual games with more than 4.5 million registered users. How did we miss this? They have a very active player community. Like all of the Christian Testier is saying, like all our other games, we constantly improve this particular title. But in Good Game Mafia, there's been even more development over the last few weeks than usual. The new avatar customization makes it possible for players to style their avatar according to their personal preferences. Moreover, we doubled the number of city districts that can be conquered. And due to the increasing number of players, we've opened two new Good Game Mafia worlds. We have just started editing the graphics and design, so there will be even more improvement coming in the future. Our main goal is to constantly increase the quality of the game and the satisfaction of our players. Everyone who is interested in finding out more about the complex mechanisms behind the entertaining product should read Tessier's article called High Performance Rankings, if it's in English, in the current edition of their journal, Making Games. This is actually in German, and there is a PDF, which I'm not sure if I'll attach. I probably will, because we do have a couple of German people that love to, you guys love to come over and check us out. Sometimes I put some stuff up for you. Again, launched June of last year, Good Game Mafia was already the third casual game published in the competitive browser game market by Good Game Studios within just 1 year of its existence. The player, of course, slips into the role of a young and aspiring mobster who, among other things, needs to complete missions for the Godfather in order to climb the career ladder. Most popular among the enthusiastic players are multiplayer elements like forming families or fighting against other ambitious crooks all over the world. See, that's what makes it different from that Mafia Wars crap that you all are playing.
Yes, I don't know why y'all play that. That's a horrible game.
I did in the beginning because I didn't know any better. You know, when you first get on Facebook, it is inevitable. Everybody that first starts playing a game on Facebook starts playing Farmville. And it has to do with the fact that they haven't seen the other stuff just yet. Some people won't play games on Facebook because they know they'll get addicted. But when they do, it's always Farmville, and they're, like, blown away by how great Farmville is. But let me just tell you, Farmville is, like, one-tenth of a tenth of some good games that are actually on Facebook. So if you've been playing Farmville and you're like, this actually now I realize it's stupid, come check us out. Come check out our site. We have some good games that are up.
Yes, we do. Keep you busy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think this
come
is
play the, Zombieland with me.
Oh, I played Zombieland last night, and I'm mad because Ginger sent me one grenade. I had 43 requests, and one was from Ginger, and it was a grenade.
I'm sorry. I know. I need to get over there and send more.
I got dead strawberries in my yard. She didn't. She revived my strawberries. I got holes in my fence. Zombies were all in the yard. Did Ginger get rid of that? No.
No, I need to get over there and do that.
I'm trying to guilt her. I'm guilting her.
I know. I got Facebook open.
I'm over playing Good Game Mafia. Yeah, I think I'm playing. think I'm playing. I am so not playing.
All right, so Honey Slug announces Happily Ever After, a
fairy tale game. Wait. Honey Slug?
Honey Slug.
Do I even want, you know, I'm not going to ask any questions. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. So Honey Slug announces Happily Ever After, a fairy tale game that is no bedtime story. Yes. Leading UK independent developer Honey Slug is delighted to announce the forthcoming release of their modern fairy tale puzzle adventure with a twist, Happily Ever After, on iPad, Mac, and PC.
What?
Mm-hmm. In the game, you play a blogger who helps solve problems. After a series of strange and curious requests for help come your way, you head off to investigate. Unfortunately, you find yourself trapped in the fairy tale kingdom of Unbelievaville. And the only way to escape back to normality is to help the inhabitants solve the somewhat bizarre problems. Having fallen foul of the evil queen, your only way out is to find the ingredients for the homebody spell. Luckily, the inhabitants will help you collect them so long as you help them first. Unbelievaville locals include a gingerbread man stunt rider, a pretentious estate agent, B.B. Wolf, his favorite clients, the Three Little Pigs, and a host of other nursery rhyme and fairy tale characters, each of whom need your help. Happily Ever After is a hugely entertaining puzzle-based adventure set over 24 levels with over 100 different puzzles. Players are set to enjoy many hours of gameplay solving challenging puzzles including hidden objects, logic puzzles, mazes, spot the difference, and more. With a lavish comic book-style visuals, three arcade-style mini-games, and a humorous script penned by the children's BBC scriptwriter Hannah McKay, Happily Ever After is sure to appeal to puzzlers and adventure game fans of all ages. Happily Ever After will be available to PC, Mac, and iPad from September. To find out more, you can visit honeyslug.com/happilyeverafter. But there does not seem to be any kind of price. So, yeah. Anyways, it sounds interesting. At least it's different. And that's always good.
I like how she says it sounds different.
It sounds kind of like it could be cool. I'll have to check it out.
I guess. Well, there was something in there you said that was kind of interesting. Blogger? You have to be a blogger and solve things?
Yes. I was kind of like,
It looks interesting.
Yeah.
Well. It seems. PSN. Well, looks like they're doing extremely well. And I would tell you the story. However, my page just decided to refresh. I love when that happens. I love when you guys do that. Okay, here we go. Back to it. So a lot of you gamers out there are apparently returning to the PlayStation Store. PlayStation users downloaded more games in June than before the PSN closure, reports EEDR, based on a sample of users. I'm not going to say that website. The report found that 7% of users had downloaded a game from the PlayStation Store last month, compared to 13% in March, before the shutdown of the PlayStation's online services. The Welcome Back scheme allowed gamers with a PSN account to download two free games from a set, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Dead Nation, and Wipeout, and I do have Infamous, and I adore it. Even with the four free titles, when the four free titles were omitted, 15% of those surveyed had downloaded a PSN game, suggesting paid-for games were also positively affected by the scheme. PlayStation's share of games purchased by consumers also increased from March to June from 40% to 44%. Again, even with free games removed from the analysis, the share had still increased by 1%. See, Sony, we told you to get up and fight. Worked out well. Now, while this increase in market share is small, the fact that the PlayStation 3 market share increased both with and without the free offerings indicates that the Welcome Back program likely boosted its sales of other paid content, specifically those available either exclusively through download or those that had a physical or digital purchase option. EDAR's report also notes that the scheme may have had a negative impact on retail as opposed to the digital sales in June. The research led EDAR to recommend that publishers make older versions of games free to users for limited periods around the release of sequels or follow-ups, and that's what Xbox actually was doing for a short period of time. I don't know why they stopped. Its sources indicated that games like Little Big Planet 2 benefit from having an earlier iteration released as part of the free scheme, and it does because I want Little Big Planet 2 since I've been playing the original. I'll buy it. In one case, it increased the awareness and possible purchase intent of sequels, even though a sequel was non-existent, i.e. Dead Nation 2. Research from EDAR produces Game Pulse, an information service that provides analysis, review scores, and customer data to the video games industry. When we like them.
Yes, but only when we like them.
and we lax them. They're good to us.
We do. Yes. Yes, they are very good to us.
Sometimes. We don't call them. Yeah.
Sometimes. And then other times, yeah, not so much.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The All Google, right.
I got to say this. I got to say this. Today is the 450th anniversary of St. Basil's Cathedral, and it's so beautiful. I just want to say that. Okay, so, no, I am not Catholic. Anyway, but it's beautiful. I'm sorry, I had to do it. Continue, Ginger,
no,
I'm sorry.
No,
don't
no,
cut.
No, 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 that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. All right, so where did my story go? Tyga warns of UK development brain drain. Yeah.
All right.
All right, GamePolitics.com this morning. Tyga warns of UK development brain drain. UK Video Games Industry Trade Association. Tyga issued a warning today that the video games industry in the region continues to experience a brain drain of skilled development staff. Tyga said that this warning is based on the results of a new survey of 104 UK games businesses, which showed that 20% of respondents had lost staff to foreign countries over the previous 12 months. Yay, way to go to America. So anyways, yeah. Many of those highly skilled workers have been lost to Canada. Oh, Canada, Canada. Anyways, many of those highly skilled workers have been lost to Canada because companies there can afford to hire and commit funds to research and development due to generous government tax breaks and incentives. The Entertainment Software Association of Canada recently said that Canada's industry has been successful in attracting investment and skilled personnel from jurisdictions like the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, some of our overseas competitors, powered by tax breaks for games production, have the financial resources available to entice some development staff away from the UK to work in their studios. This is not just damaging to the UK video game sector, says Tyga CEO Dr. Richard Wilson. It is damaging to the UK economy. And he's right, it is. Jason Kingsley, Tyga chairman and CEO and creative director of Rebellion, says, "There will always be a flow of skilled people between countries, and this can be positive. However, the UK government should be concerned about the loss of highly skilled people from the UK games industry. A brain drain of highly talented developers exasperates skill shortages within the games industry and in the long term hurts the UK. Tyga will continue to refine its proposals for game tax relief and other incentives to enable the industry to compete on a level playing field and so ameliorate the brain drain. Tyga hopes that the government and video games industry will listen to this warning and work together to stop the exodus to countries such as Canada. So far, the government has not done as much as it could to help video game developers and publishers in the UK. While I am sad for y'all, and I'm even sadder to see that they're going to Canada and not coming to Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all need to do something about this.
Okay.
Yes. Way to go, Canada. That's awesome. But, you know, they get to Canada, they get on this soil, we can steal them.
That's right. We get them on this physical continent, not, you know, literal. We can get them. We'll get them down here.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I would like to say, Exterminator, please get here quickly. The ants are eating me alive. And then I would like to add, I got some good news. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. That was a screenshot. Harvest Moon screenshot, all ready to go for you guys. Harry Potter, all ready for you guys to go. However, what I want to talk about is, Ginger, don't faint. BlizzCon!
BlizzCon! Yay, I'm not even playing that game. God, I miss that game.
BlizzCon? Not that game.
Well, Blizzard, wow.
Oh, well. Oh, she went straight to the game. See, she's bad. She's bad.
I did. I totally did. I totally went straight to, well, yeah.
She skipped all over the BlizzCon and went straight to the World of Warcraft. Bad.
I did.
All right, so Blizzard Entertainment, who's based out of Irvine, California, of course, announced today that the 2011 Global Battle.net Invitational and the 2011 GSL, which is Global StarCraft II League, October final, will be held at BlizzCon 2011. The action will be live at BlizzCon and presented for free over the Internet at BlizzCon.com. A free Battle.net account will be required for access to the Internet stream. You can sign up for an account at Battle.net. Most of you probably already have an account and are being annoyed by hackers telling you to come change your...
Yes. Every day, stupid hackers.
It's less than it was, but it's still bad. I need them to acknowledge that they got hacked and good stuff. Okay.
Yes. And so, fix it.
Right? Okay, so BlizzCon, of course, takes place in the Anaheim Convention Center in California from October the 21st through the 22nd. It is a celebration of the global player communities surrounding Blizzard Entertainment's Warcraft, StarCraft, and Diablo universes. Tickets to attend BlizzCon are sold out. Sorry. But virtual tickets, which provide comprehensive live coverage of the event, will be available for $39.99 at theblitzcon.com. I'm sorry, no. World of Warcraft people, no. Blizzard, no. That should be $5. If I can't come, then all you should ask me for is $5. That's the cost of a real ticket.
I know. It's crazy.
You don't get any swag. It's not like they're going to send you, say, you know, we're going to put together a bag of swag for each person that buys this. So you get nothing. You pay you $39.95 and you get some distant looks at some things. Okay, no. Between the GlobalBattle.net Invitational and the GSL October Final, two of the biggest esports events of the year will be taking place at BlizzCon. This is from Mike Morhaime, who's the CEO and co-founder of Blizzard Entertainment and also charging you way too much money for a virtual ticket. He says, we're looking forward to witnessing the high level of competition between the pro gamers participating in these events alongside our attendees at BlizzCon and the viewers at home who will not be watching for that price. I keep reiterating. The GlobalBattle.net Invitational is one of the top attractions at BlizzCon, featuring top-ranked pro players who have been invited to participate across the world. This year, players will compete in StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty, and World of Warcraft Cataclysm. Yes, I said the C word. The GSL is one of the world's most watched esports competitions. Since its inception in 2010, millions of viewers have watched GSL broadcasts featuring these intense matches between highly skilled professional players. These world-class competitors make a living through sponsorships and by battling it out for cash prizes and prestigious tournaments. The GSL October final match is expected to bring much excitement to both domestic and overseas viewers, as it will be the first GSL tournament final to take place outside of Korea. Between the Battle.net Invitational and the GSL October Final, a total prize pool of nearly $300,000 will be up for grabs at BlizzCon 2011. For more information about BlizzCon and the 2011 Battle.net Invitational, you can go over to blizzcon.com. And, of course, you can also find out more about the GSL on its official website, gomtv.net. If you buy a ticket, you let us know. I want to know what you got, because that's not right. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is not right. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money, and I don't even get swag?
They also, apparently they were offering dinner benefit tickets, which were $500, and those are sold out, too. So I'm good. I mean, at least good to see that, because it's going to go to benefit the Children's Hospital of Orange County. So that's good. And actually, that event has already passed. I'm, like, way behind. It happened, I'm sorry. They went on sale back in May. So they're sold out. That's good. That is very good. But the virtual ticket, I'm not seeing anything that they're going to be offering you. Says that you would have a multi-channel internet stream. You can also pay for this via your DirecTV service if you have that. You'll have limited, see, this is already going bad, limited streaming coverage of the opening ceremony and esports tournaments. I'm not seeing anything here that will make me want to spend $40.
Not at all.
Nothing. There's nothing. They're not offering any swag. They're not offering to send me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me share this with you. Those who order the BlizzCon virtual ticket will receive this year's BlizzCon exclusive World of Warcraft and StarCraft in-game items. Availability may vary by region to be revealed at a later date. So that.
No, thank you. I don't want a stupid sparkly unicorn.
Really, people, it's bad enough that there are microtransactions, but at least they are microtransactions. So I'm going to pay you $39.99 so I can watch you on TV, and all I get is some in-game items. So essentially, I paid $39.99, which is the cost of the game, one of these games, World of Warcraft or StarCraft, you know, individually, not including your monthly fee, and that's all I'm going to get. I'm going to get
that is... Let me help. That is stupid. No. No. That would kill me. And really, have you seen those items? And the last one the only one I ever did want was the little Murloc Space Marine. That's the only one I ever wanted.
A Murloc Space Marine.
He was awesome. That was the only one I ever wanted. All right, so I guess it's my turn to read something as I'm sitting here glaring at Blizzard. Blizzard. You and I love you, but I hate you. Seriously. Your next game better be good. All right, so Louisiana enhances state digital media tax credits.
Yay!
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has signed a bill into law that improves the state's existing tax credits for the entertainment industry. which includes game developers. The addendum to the state's digital media tax credit will soon offer game developers doing business in Louisiana benefits as a refundable credit rather than a transferable credit. This allows those that are eligible for it to receive a cash rebate if the credit amount ends up being more than the outstanding tax liability for the year. Of course, the law still gives game developers a 25% tax credit on software production in the state and a 35% credit for state payroll taxes devoted to software development. Louisiana policymakers say that these tax credits have been instrumental in attracting large companies into the state. For example, EA recently announced plans for an expansion of its game testing facility on the LSU campus. Louisiana's digital media tax credit is a strong asset to growing the industry and making the state a global competitor in the video game development. This is coming from Greg Hagan, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Electronic Arts. He told Louisiana's KATC. He also goes on to say, we look forward to working with Louisiana in this exciting endeavor. Yay, so way to go, Louisiana. That's kind of awesome. And y'all aren't too far from us. So, you know, you're like your neighbor.
Yeah, I could roll over there.
Mm-hmm.
Roll over there real quick. All right.
Hold that water back and I'll come visit.
I haven't been there since all that happened, by the way.
I was set to go down there with Red Cross, and then my group didn't go.
Well, I was fleeing my own city because there was one that was supposed to come, but it didn't make it, thank God.
Yes, I do remember that.
The mass exodus, yeah. I told y'all, first things I packed, Xbox, PC.
We'll get food later.
That's what I packed first. My Xbox went in the trunk first. I then took my PC. I took the Wii. I didn't have a PS3 yet. And after that, I was like, you want to bring clothes? I don't need clothes.
See, that's why Corey and I get along so well, because that'll be the first thing I grabbed. That'll be my PC, my Xbox, my Wii. Oh, and my phone.
There you go. Got to have the cell phone, which didn't work, by the way, while doing this. They got to make a phone that works better during crisis. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to work on that. All right. So our lovely people over at Icarus Studios, you know the people that make that little game we love called Fallen Earth?
Yes.
Well, they are have some interesting things going on. They announced a collaboration that will extend Icarus Escape MMO platform to support Unity 3D based games. The platform enhancement will provide a key technology addition to the upcoming free to play MMORPG. Alien Rising?
Yeah, something.
This is set to be released by Gamers First this fall. The Escape game development platform used to develop and support the award-winning MMORPG Fallen Earth provides thousands of users with seamless online gaming experience within a single MMO shard. Yes, it is. The partnership with Reloaded Productions will expand the engine capabilities, connecting to a Unity-based client and enabling users with a Unity plugin to quick access their favorite game. I do believe I have a Unity plugin. I don't know how I got it, but I think I have one. Now I know what it is. Thought it was a virus. The collaboration allows us to maximize the full power of the Escape MMO tools suite while providing ease of game entry to the web-based Unity client, said Rad Leinberger, who's the CTO of Icarus Studios. Extending the Escape back-end tool suite and server system to support Unity 3D will let us leapfrog several technology hurdles faced by other Unity-based MMOs currently in the market. This is from Adam Smith, who's a producer for Reloaded Productions. He says the integration of Escape into our current project, Alien Rising, has saved us time and resources that can now be spent on gaming mechanics and content development, speeding up our production and ultimately our game delivery date. Reaching beyond Alien Rising, the optimization will allow future Escape developed and supported titles to utilize the same Unity 3D front end. You can, of course, learn more about Icarus Studios and the Escape platform at IcarusStudios.com. Let me tell you a quick bit about Alien Rising, of course, because they did send us over what it's about, because I don't remember us getting anything. Maybe we did. Sometimes we're busy. It's supposed to be the...
Sometimes.
it's slated to be the industry's first full-scale PvP-based fantasy MMORPG developed in Unity 3D. It places gamers in the role of survivors in a post-apocalyptic fantasy world of Halen. I keep saying Halen, but it's Halen. Which sounds a lot like Fallen Earth, ironically. As the massive floodwaters that destroy the world are receding, new islands are forming, creating a realm-wide scramble for land. That's a little different from Fallen Earth. And the precious resources they contain. Players can play as one of eight characters, classes with nearly infinite ability and weapon combinations. This is thanks to the game's trademark Etheria system. As the player-centric battles spill out into the across the land and sea and airways of Halen, players can join the battle with a short time. I hate when they send things while I'm doing instead of reading the press release. They're still coming in. Stop it. Our players can join the battle with a short investment time thanks to the non-traditional skill-based advancement over typical leveling grinds. I like it. Of course, you can also get up-to-date information about this particular game at GamersFirst.com, Halen Rising. And, of course, they have a Twitter, at GamersFirst, at Halen Rising. And you know where to find our Icarus Studios and our Fallen Earth and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. What is the deal? Yeah, something weird is going on. Okay, so go check that out.
Yes. It is. Yes, something weird. All right, so anyways. Where did I just put my story? Come here. Yes, the universe is burning.
It is?
Yeah, apparently you shouldn't have put it where it put it. So anyways, Black Prophecy, Episode 1, Inferno in Telema is live. Hey, it's afternoon. Today is the day the Space Combat MMOG Black Prophecy is celebrating the release of its first expansion, Episode 1, Inferno in Telema. With this new add-on, publisher Gamigo and developer Reactor have not just expanded the game mechanics, but also introduced a wealth of new content. There is a trailer, which is probably not up yet, but we'll get it up, so check it out a little bit. Telema was once a vacation paradise where the wealthy could enjoy cocktails and the warm glow of the twin suns. Now the aliens are going to use the sector as their launching pad for an invasion. The sector contains the new hub, Enzo's Emporium, and will provide new story missions to, that continue the epic story of the conflict between Genides and Tai for players at level 14 and higher. There are also plenty of new jobs and dynamic missions waiting for brave pilots. Episode 1 will also introduce a number of improvements to Black Prophecy. For example, construction times are now a thing of the past. Ship modifications are now completed immediately, so players can jump right back into the action. A new type of weapon, the Flak Cannon, adds even more explosive excitement to the battles. These have also been made more dynamic and thrilling by the new special skill system. Players can activate attack drones, for example, or overload their weapons temporarily to make life difficult for their enemies. When the vast emptiness of space gets too crowded, experienced pilots utilize a shockwave to push away attackers within a set radius. Other changes have been made to the game to help improve gameplay based on feedback from the community. These include an overhaul to the messenger system as well as customizable interface. So information about the new content of Episode 1, Inferno in Telema, can be found on the game's official website, which they don't seem to have given me. So I can't even tell you where it is, but Google is your friend, so go check out Black Prophecy, Episode 1, Inferno in Telema.
No, and you cannot make me.
All right, well, then don't, because seriously, why did they not give me a website? They're going to tell me, hey, we got an official website, and then not tell me what it is.
Sucks to be them.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Right over our break, didn't we?
Not quite. Nope. We're about to go into it. We're about to go into it. Ginger.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to know that I loves you.
It loves me.
I loves you.
I loves you too, Miss Corey.
Look, she's all apprehensive. That's when people are saying this to you. You're like, why are they saying this on air? Why are they doing it? I just wanted her to know that I loves her, and that's why I'm playing this.
My game.
Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Guys,
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so.
Fighting about hard
non-trivia. You eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost. We'll try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
I love
you. Oh, yeah. Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak. This is fun. Do the Miss Pac-Man dance. Get crazy. Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
Wow. Wow, BT's being really crazy today. So I was trying to turn it down so I could tell you before we go into non-streaming. You can find us, GamerNatrix.com, GamerCrowsRadio.com, and of course we're always here, even when we're not live. Listen, got like 4 years worth of material. Just listen to everything. What else have you got to do during the day? All right, so that was mean, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know you're not working. I don't know why you're pretending. You right there. You just put the cup down.
Yes. 2 desks back to the left, right there. Mm-hmm. With the tie.
You're the one that keeps shuffling the papers like you're working. You're not working.
We know you're not.
You're sitting there dreaming of strategies and COD.
Mm-hmm.
That guy fragged me 5 times last night. I'll get him. Yeah, we know what you're doing. All right, you guys out there that love Hellbreed. Mm-hmm. You heard of that game, haven't you? Action, mm-hmm. Browser-based action RPG by GameForge. Well, they've got some new stuff they want us to tell you about. At the beginning of the game, you can choose between one of 3 playable characters, the warrior, the huntress, or the siege master. As is common in RPGs, Hellbreed also offers you the chance to train your character in a specific field as you level up. You can be the siege master, so anyone who loves fighting hordes of enemies in melee combat will like the siege master. He is a fun chap to be around. He enjoys drinking a barrel or two of ale for supper and telling of his adventures to the divided world. Wow, and a barrel of ale or two? Wow. Sounds to me like he's got a drinking problem.
Yes, a little bit.
The Siege Master also has the unique ability at his disposal. Why can't I talk today? It's worse than what it is in the morning. He can make use of the war machines in battle. These include a mighty buzzsaw that appears beneath his opponents and small grenades that explode, causing fire damage to several enemies at once. He also can train either as a constructor or a besieger. Constructors are dedicated to improving existing war machines and researching new ones. They don't just care about maximizing damage. The number of shots and the service life of the war machine is also important to them. You also have the warrior. There's tons of these. The huntress. So we only get the one girl. Why can't I be a girl for that? Anyway, you can go. You can go and find more information about Hellbreed at hellbreed.net, and we will probably post up story for you, but I'm not sure. I'm a little angry about this whole we only get the huntress thing. Yeah. What? Okay, this I'm not happy about.
What aren't you happy about?
Part of her description, she's nimble, skilled, and usually fights from a distance. She loves nature and avoids throngs of people. However, this is the part that irritates me. Should anyone ever manage to get her talking, they would do well to be superbly acquainted with the local flora and fauna. Why?
I don't know. That's all right.
Mm-hmm. And she also has to have a beast to defend her. Not that I don't love a good pet, because I do.
I was a hunter. I loved my hunter pet.
I love my pets, but I would like to be able to be a female warrior. Or maybe I would like to be a female siege master. I'm just saying. People over at Hellbreed, are you listening? I'm going to make sure you listen because I'm sending this to you. You people over there.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Treat us right.
Yes, you better treat us right. Oh, my God, there's zombies everywhere. I opened that up, and I was like, ah, crap. See, you guys not playing Zombie Lane, y'all have no idea.
Good God, Ginger, you are out of control. What are we...
I know, I just opened it up and I was like, oh, there's zombies everywhere. All right, so my go again. Hellish good, the characters of Hellbreed. Skills and specialties of the Siege Master, the Warrior. I know you already read that. Da, 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 da. I knew I did. All right, so superheroes arrive and say what you see, the collection. Do you suffer long, dark nights, dreading a summer without some exciting new puzzle action for your iOS device? Well, not to worry, as Big Ideas Digital has some great new content for all Superboys and Supergirls. The new Superheroes Canvas has just been released as DLC for the extremely, extremely popular See What You Say app. Are you enough of a daredevil to unravel all 50 of our superhero-related cryptic puzzles? If you haven't yet played Say What You See, it's a free-to-download game recently described as one of the best visual puzzle games available for iOS devices right now by MSN that involves spotting themed pop culture references and beautifully hand-painted scenes or eye canvases. Each scene featuring 50 puzzles is downloaded separately so that players can players only buy the eye canvases for subjects that spark their interest. Superheroes painted by the artist, the Emmy, which is the Emmy, the-Emmy, EMI.com, is the 9th eye canvas available. The canvas is now priced at 99 cents or 59, what is that, P, platinum, 30 ponies, something?
Pence?
Yeah, pounds? Pence? Yeah, all right. So available as an in-app purchase from the free Say What You See, the collection app. Say What You See, the collection is available for free in the App Store here. There's a tiny URL, which, you know, I'm not going to give you, but I'll put it up on the website later. You can get from there. So Say What You See, the collection comes with two free eye canvases featuring 50 puzzles each. Additional eye canvases cost 99 cents each. Yay! So it looks like there's some screenshots and artwork that I'll get up on the website in a little bit. So GamingMatrix.com, give me about 30 minutes and you'll have it.
Well, this is from our peeps over at Eurogamer. Our tweets, peeps. That's Facebook peepsy, peeps. We're all over the place. Limbo developer Playdead has explained to Eurogamer why it's taken a year for a superb downloadable game, Limbo, to launch on the PlayStation Network and Steam. Limbo began life as a PC game, but Danish developer Playdead decided to make the abstract puzzle platformer multi-platform. It was through this process that Microsoft secured Xbox 360 exclusivity in exchange for its support. Limbo was then released on the Xbox Live Arcade last year, July, actually, of 2010, as part of Microsoft's Summer of Arcade promotion. I never got to play Limbo. I kept downloading it, and I think we had a free copy from somebody over we know at Microsoft, but I never got to play. I don't know why. A year later, of course, Limbo is coming to the PlayStation 3 and the PC. This is from the CEO and co-founder, Dino Patti. He says, initially, Arnt Jensen, my partner and game director for Playdead, was interested in releasing Limbo as a PC title. During production, however, we decided to bring it to all platforms, which would offer the full experience to the gamers and put more money in our pockets. That's the underlying theme. When it came to the actual coordination of specific platform holders, Microsoft provided us with an excellent opportunity, which included a lot of support for the title, which in the end would mean a better visibility for Limbo. The deal also included exclusivity. So that and production Q&A are the things that have been keeping us from releasing Limbo on PS3 and PC. The PSN and Steam versions of Limbo contain a little extra secret, but Patty's refusing to reveal what it is or discuss pricing even. He did say, however, that Limbo's success, a whopping 2 million people played it on Xbox Live, or played the demo, rather, will help Playdead make games the way it wants to. He says, we love the game that and has been seen and played by so many people. Over 2 million people have played the demo. And besides that, Limbo has gotten a lot of positive attention by the fans, peoples, and magazines that we respect. We hope that this foundation will make it a lot easier for us in the future to get our games created as Arnt and the team would want them to be. So what's next? Well, he says, Arnt will be directing our next title as well, and the team has undertaken many new challenges, so I can't wait to show it, and it'll probably be a while before it's ready to go. And there is some trailers floating around out there of Limbo if you've never played it. I heard it was just eerie, wonderful. I never got to play it. And because of that reason, I refused to watch a trailer because it hurts.
That was the first time I'd actually heard about it.
Limbo?
Mm-hmm.
You're new to Xbox Live, though, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That would be why, because it was everywhere last summer.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't around the last summer, no.
Yep.
I was buried inside World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. We had to pull Ginger out.
Yes, by her hair just about.
Oh, you like it. Okay.
And see, she picks on me for saying things. She's all like, hey, and then she does it.
Because I love her. Her and her beautifully tight necklace.
Oh, I don't have one anymore, but I miss it. That's certain.
Yeah, you do. That necklace is always there. Sometimes it's invisible, but it's there.
I'm going to tell you about that later. Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. Okay.
All right, so Widget Revolt updates Ice Tales for iOS.
Yay!
Indie developers Widget Revolt announced an update to their hit retro arcade gaming title, Ice Tales. Support for OpenFaint, the leading social gaming network for mobile, has been added. Ice Tales is a classically inspired maze game where old meets new. With modern full-screen controls, the game is based on the journey of Pendleton Penguin, who is trying to rescue his friends from an evil queen.
Stop it.
That's so cute. As you try to help Pendleton, you must help him outmaneuver the queen's complicated mazes by sliding and flying across distant icebergs, angry volcanoes, and an evil palace while avoiding enemies. The game is appropriate for all ages. Ice Tales is a great value on the App Store at 99 cents, which is U.S., for the iPhone, iPod version, and $1.99 U.S. for the iPad version. A Lite version is also available for free. Brian Chen, product manager and Widget Revolt co-founder, says, "So many gamers use OpenFaint for leaderboards, achievements and challenges, and so much more. OpenFaint adds a social experience to gaming that is easy to understand and fun to use. With such a large community of enthusiastic gamers on OpenFaint, our integration has made Ice Tales even more accessible and exponentially more fun to challenge other players with. Ice Tales includes four exciting chapters filled with increasingly more complicated mazes and dozens of achievements. Ice Tales challenges players to clear mazes by collecting starfish, baskets of fish, and other goodies. Along the way, you must conquer giant crabs, evil seals, hungry squids, angry seabirds, moon-walking polar bears, and the queen herself to save the day and rescue your friends. With full Game Center and OpenFaint integration, all chapters can be replayed to earn bigger bonuses and achievements while increasing your score and challenging your friends. With multiple difficulty settings, the game can adapt to the player with challenges for both younger players and experienced players alike." All right, so some of the features of this again are journey across four different chapters and distant icebergs, angry volcanoes, and an evil queen's palace. Collect starfish baskets of fish and other goodies to make it through the queen's evil mazes, earn bonuses and achievements. Defend yourself from giant crabs, evil seals, hungry squid, angry seabirds, moonwalking polar bears, and the ice queen herself. All right, so I've read all this, and I'm not going to go back into it. Original 8-bit soundtrack. And Facebook and Twitter integration. That's nice. So anyways, again, this is Ice Tales for iOS, and it looks like they do have a free light version. So you should go check it out. Free games are always fun.
You know, free. The light versions I have found out on the tablet are kind of sucky. They're like a low diff.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is really weird. Because I have a light version of Virtual Family. I love me some Virtual Families, y'all. I don't know why. And I know you said, well, you like The Sims, so you usually like Virtual Families, but you can't control them the way you do The Sims. They just, you know, you have to take care of them. I love me some Virtual Families. Do you hear what I'm telling
yes.
you?
Yes, she does. She makes fun of my big-headed baby all the time.
Girl, I'm going to cut you. All right. All right. It is about that time for us to go. We've had a harrowing day. We know you have 3 minutes, and you're probably like, we got one more story. We're tired.
No, we are tired. Y'all have no idea. 5 a.m. came way, way too early this morning.
Girl, you know what? We may have been talking for the past few minutes about nothing.
That's always fun.
I'm looking for the window switchboard. I can't find it. We may have been off the air for the longest time. Okay, let me go back over here.
Very nice. Very nice.
Which would be interesting, to say the least. Yeah, we're still online. All right, so we're out of here, people.
Later, boys and girls.
See, that's why we need to go, because we are extremely exhausted. It's not that we don't love you.
No, I'm sitting here flipping through all these stories thinking, what did I miss this morning?
Oh, it's really, yeah. We're getting out of here. We will see you guys tomorrow. Of course, you can keep checking the site. We do add stuff throughout the day. I do have some goodies for you guys I'm working on getting. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully you like it. And if you don't, then don't take it. You know, it's okay. We won't be offended. We'll give it to somebody else. Are you ready?
If you don't want it, we'll find somebody who does.
Right? Oh. You know what? It's not even Wednesday yet, but I think we need Leroy to be destroyed. I just feel like... That's what you get, Leroy. That's what you get. That is what you get, Leroy. For running in first.
Now it's time for goodbye, he said. As he faded away, don't put your life in someone's hands. They're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, 'cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive, hold on for your life. If you wanna get out.
Ginger, thanks
for your life.
Bye, boys and girls.
See you guys tomorrow at our regular time.
Yay! Yep.